Hey, how's it going out there? Welcome. I hope everyone is having a great freaking week, because you know what? It's time. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are, in fact, listening to the Carolyn Joe Show! How's it going, Carolyn? How you
that
doing?
That was an impressive echo. I think that actually might be one of your top echoes that you've done.
One of the top echoes.
In intros.
I legitimately try to do something slightly different every single time. No one's going to pay attention, but something for me, something for you.
I've actually just noticed that you've been varying it up. I think in the beginning, it was the same. And now you're getting more creative with it.
I've been trying to do, it's, you know, we don't really have an opening theme. Maybe we can make this song our opening theme. I don't know. Highball Stepper from Jack White. The album just came out this week. I haven't even gotten it yet. I ordered the Ultra LP that I've been super extremely excited about. I'm always excited about anything that Jack White does. I don't know. It seems like honest work. I'm always, you know.
He's an incredible man.
He's an incredible, like, you know, like human. take that.
You added the HU to that.
At least that. I don't know. There's very few things. You know, that it's hard to get really excited about stuff these days. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I'm jaded. I'm not saying that. But I don't want to be like, oh my God. Because every single day these days, this day and age is like a day of something. You know, like there's always like something record being broken. You know, there's always like, this is the most important thing you must see. And I actually try to make it, I want to be honest about it, and I don't want to be like excited because someone else is telling me to be excited about it.
I feel like there's too much noise going on in the world, in the news, and like 24-hour news cycle, and on the internet, of course. So there's so much noise going on. But the thing is that Jack White literally makes noise.
Yeah.
And the rest of the world is just like a different type of noise that's not true noise. It's like annoying noise. But Jack White makes waves. He makes his own news.
At least for you. I mean, there's still lots of people that I talk to when, you know, talking about, what do you listen to? You know, everyone's always like, what do you listen to? Oh, look at the weather. There's always those key questions that people ask each other when they have nothing to ask each other. I'm like, what are you listening to? What's the weather? And I talk about, and I say like, oh, Jack White, you know, to me, he's one of the most exciting, you know, musicians out there, at least for me. And they're like, oh, I've never heard that about, I don't even know. You know what I mean? So who knows? Maybe the flavor's not always
for
everyone.
But have they heard of the White Stripes?
Yeah, but then again, when the White Stripes,
then they don't know Jack White.
But then again, because when, you know, they're always like, "Is that the brother and sister band that comes out?" You know, and I'm not blamed from not knowing, but it goes to show you, not everyone knows. You know, that's just the way everything the way everything works out.
It makes you wonder what people actually are paying attention to.
A lot of them probably paying attention to stuff people are told to be paying attention. Hey, it's the Carolyn's News.
Oh yeah. I hear my theme song. The news, yes. So we are in June now, which I cannot freaking believe. We're like halfway through this year already. Isn't that amazing? Like,
super amazing.
Like in a couple days, it literally will mark half of the year. And I'm like completely a little bit freaked out by it, actually, because it's moving too fast for me. It's going away, and that is why the news is going crazy. Well, basically, where I'm at right now is that we don't have any tour dates until September and October.
Which may feel like a long time, but yeah. I just bought tickets to see Jack White in September, and I was looking at it, and I was like, that's going to come pretty fast.
Yeah, in September we have Baltimore Comic Con and Small Bears Expo. And then in October, we have New York Comic Con. Again, I'll announce all these later on, but that's pretty much what there's to know. I mean, I feel like a lot is going on that I can't disclose yet.
It's one of those.
Like secret news.
Because it's almost better. Secret news, I feel like, is almost better in a way. You know?
Well, we had like a huge May and April. So like we've had like already 5 or 6 conventions this year. Even like several weekends in a row was like convention after book festival after appearance, you know, and Free Comic Book Day and the Blood Drive. There's like so much going on, you know.
But almost sometimes it feels like, even though there's a lot of stuff going on, sometimes I don't know. For me, it almost feels like, am I even doing enough? Because you know, I don't know what it is.
Like I always am thriving to do the most possible, because I guess the main thing coming up that you should know about by now is MagicBulletComics.com. Go to MagicBulletComics.com. And our next issue will be number 9. We'll be printing 5,000 editions. And the due date for advertising and to submit your comic page is July 1st, 2014. So, you know, we are approaching that maybe, you know, around a little bit over 2 weeks now. So you do have time to submit. It's a one-page comic. You know, beginning, middle, and end. Tell your whole story in one page. It's a large format publication. We bring it to Washington, D.C. area, and we bring it all around to all the conventions that we go to, and everyone helps distribute it. It's a pretty amazing project, and this issue will be a Western issue, so be sure to look for that issue in a few months when it is done with printing and all of our production work. Be sure to look for that, but for now, check out MagicBulletComics.com and submit by July 1st. That's the big news.
The big, big, big news.
I mean, I have more secretive stuff I guess we could probably talk about on the podcast.
You don't have to if you don't want to. You know, secret news is always a good thing to have, you know?
But it is kind of cool to like let the people, the awesome people that listen to our radio show,
give them the exclusive,
know about it.
The exclusive listens.
I don't know. We'll see. You know, we'll tease that. But I do want to talk about it eventually.
Well, you got things happening.
There are a lot of things happening. The thing is,
it's one of those things where you're like not disclosed yet, but you want to leak the information. I understand how that is. You know. That's important news. It is important. There's really the news of the week is that there's news that you have that, but you can't talk about it, but there's news there.
And then there's stuff that I want to announce, but I just haven't physically seen it, and I don't want to like.
You don't want to jinx it.
I don't
want
to jinx that up because it's been a long process. It's been longer than the half a year that I've been talking about for 6 months. This particular, this is a whole another thing that I would like to announce, but like I still feel like, you know what?
But there's news there.
We could rumor it because I did also post on the Curl Studio Facebook the rumor. So I do feel like it has been out there, and I did post on Twitter. My Twitter is @CarolynBlefsky. And Joe's is @StrayJ.
But maybe you can still wait for it if you want. You don't have to. You gotta let it loose when you know. How about that?
I will. But you know what? Actually, I feel like the listeners of our podcast are the people that I would want to tell the most.
Okay.
Rather than just the internet. For some reason, I feel like, even though the podcast is part of the internet, I feel like the listeners of the radio show are close to my heart.
Well, you still got 10 seconds left in the Carolyn's News, so whatever you want to do, or you can hold off to next week. You can just keep on saying, well, we'll find out next week.
We'll find out next week, or we might find out in this podcast later on. We'll see.
I actually think it's a great idea about like the not wanting to reveal too much news.
Yeah.
Before the egg is hatched. You know what I mean? Because there's a situation that I run into that I seem to see a whole lot when it comes to like, you know, just paying attention to any type of social media or news or anything involving like, even for me. And this goes to a lot when it comes to like film or just like working with people and stuff like that, where a lot of people that I see, and this is stuff that's happened to me that I would like announce, like, so excited to be doing this, or check this out, it's happening, you know, pretty soon, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, like making announcements and literally that announcement, just the news you announce in that announcement never happens. You know what I mean? And so, like, say, like, oh, man, working with Steven Spielberg, you know, like, working with Steven Spielberg, and, like, you know, everyone's all like, oh, my God, you're so big shot now, you're doing stuff like that. This is just an example. I'm not working with Steven Spielberg yet. But then, like, you know, then then of course people are all excited about that and they can't wait and they're asking about it, and then it never happens. You know what I mean? Like, situations like that.
Do they follow up on it?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, sometimes people...
I'm trying to think, because, like, I have never... From what I can remember, I don't think I've ever announced something that I thought was going to happen, and then it never happened.
Well, you know, it's just the way people are. Even it doesn't even have to be, like, Steven Spielberg or big news. It's sometimes people are like, going to the gym today. You know, like, oh, am I going to eat some rice and beans? And, like, of course, it's just that stuff never happens. You know, that's so many things. People are announcing things that, like, are just bullshit in a way that...
So it wouldn't even matter if, like... If it actually never happened. Because somebody might see it and then they'll just remember, like, oh yeah, that guy works with Steven Spielberg. And he won't, like, follow up on it. You know what I mean?
I almost feel like, in a way, just to maximize marketing. Because, like, once you let the... It's like when a girl poses nude for a magazine or for anything like that. Once you see him nude, it's sort of like, okay, like, you're all excited. It was all... You're all, like, you know, you're the hype was there. And you're like... Months go by and you're like, I can't wait till this, you know, this thing's happened. And then when you finally get to see the girl naked, it's sort of just like, you know, you're like, oh, I'm so excited. And then you move on to the next naked chick you want to see. So it's almost like, do you want to let the cat out of the bag now, or do you want to maximize the length of time of something's happening that you could announce? You know what I mean? It's one of those. That's legitimately how it is, because, like, once you already see the girl naked, it's not the same if you look at, you know, the freshness is gone.
I haven't posted anything like this, but I've seen a couple people post stuff like, oh my god, I just received the best news today. It's so great. It's going to change my life, but I can't tell any of you.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, from what I recall, I don't remember posting anything like that, which I think is, like, a tease, and they probably are genuinely excited about whatever happened, and they probably do want to say, but yeah, they can't say. But then it's also, like, then you get all these people, like, wondering, like, it's building the hype, but yeah, but it's also a little strange to post like that.
Well, that a type of post, or? A type of posting like that is, you know, that to me gets sort of like, that's super obnoxious. But we're not typing news; we're giving people a show.
Yeah, I just
We're giving people a show towards that. We're not being like, oh, we can't. It's not like, oh, I have a secret, but I'm never gonna tell. I'm never, because they will never tell them. You know what I mean? It's sort of like, that's, in a way, they can never happen, but, like, there's still part of it. It's still part of, like, the section, you know?
Yeah.
There's no payoff. That's what I'm saying, is that usually there has to be a payoff. And the real scenario I give to you is, like, do you want to, you know, do you want to have the payoff early, or you want to have the payoff at the right time? So that's, I feel, is that's what's really important about marketing. You know what I mean? It's a Paul Heyman theory.
That's definitely true.
It's a Paul Heyman thing, you know?
Have you ever, like, what thing has been hyped up in your head? Maybe you hyped it up personally for yourself, or that you think the media hyped it up, but then it didn't live up to the expectations.
I bet, like, a whole bunch of stuff. Probably a whole bunch of stuff, man.
The most thing I can think of is, like, I remember, like, I'm a big fan of Tim Burton, and I remember Alice in Wonderland was coming out, and I like the story, and I love Johnny Depp, so I'm like, man, everything is, like, equaling to loving this. And then I saw that movie. I saw it in 3D. I saw it on opening day.
What movie was it?
Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, Alice in Wonderland?
And then
I
remember I, like, walked out of the theater being like, eh. And I, like, never feel that way. I usually like every movie I see just because I'm a happy person. I'm just like, oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. But that movie, like, seriously, I was never like, oh, give me my money back type thing. But I was just like, ah, it didn't really get to me. It didn't go to my heart.
And that itself is also the trouble of, like, of just hype and promotion.
And I think part of the hype was myself, though, too. On top of, they did probably have a huge media campaign and everything.
Yeah.
But
and it was Tim Burton's highest grossing movie of all time.
That's what I think is amazing. It's like, from, like, the business perspective, from, like, the Walt Disney eyeball, they're probably like, oh my god, I love you, Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, they're...
Let me make out for you. And, like, and they're all, you know, they're all kissing his butt. And then he's probably getting more money to do other projects. And that's great for him. But then for me, I'm like, I love Tim Burton. Why is this the worst movie you ever made?
Well, I mean, at that point, like, that marketing machine, and like any marketing machine or anything like that, the point is just to get your money.
Yeah.
It doesn't even, at the end of the day, it's like, it doesn't even matter if it's good or bad for, like, movies in a way. I think almost in a way, you know, they want to capitalize on that first weekend. They can get as much as they can that first weekend. It doesn't matter if it's really good or bad. It's not like they can change it, you know what I mean? So the point is just to get you there, get your $20, and then you know, spit you out as fast as possible. But it's those smaller movies that really rely on that word of mouth of greatness, you know, because like they don't get that big wide release. They need it to like build and build and build to just even get to that first, even be close to that first weekend of Transformers, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm trying to think of other stuff that I might have hyped up for myself, but usually when I hype things up, it usually, you know, gets to the, I know I'm already gonna like it usually. I guess that's why Alice in Wonderland is like my main disappointment in life.
Main disappointment in his life is Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland with Johnny Depp.
I hyped it up
playing a Michael Jackson character.
Yeah, I hyped it up too much. I didn't actually mind that Jabberwocky dance or whatever that was. Some people really hated that. I thought it was like okay. I didn't, you know, I could probably live without it, but I didn't.
If you can live without it, might as well live without it.
I didn't think it was horrible though. I was just like, cool, he's dancing.
There's multiple members of that. I mean, I would say that was a big disappointment of like seeing like, oh, that's to the, I don't know, maybe it's just, I don't really think about Alice in Wonderland. It looked great. All Tim Burton movies look absolutely great.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's interesting, like when you do something really well, like people are already going to take advantage of that. They're just like, oh yeah, he's already great. He's a visual artist. And then like, you know, he can keep making movies for the rest of his life. And like people in a way are never going to be, they already know he's so good that they're never going to be like fully impressed with his overall body of work because he's just like so good.
I mean, I think it's great that there's that, you know, the perception of how a perception of Tim Burton is like already he can just be sold on his name. You're like, yeah. Oh, we all know he's already so great. You know what I mean? It's like that's already that perception. That's already like people, you know, people. I don't know what people, it's weird because like I remember, you know, you start to think like, how are they really like and stuff like that? What is people's perception? What's the perception of an artist? That's what I always found like really, really crazy, or a perception of how people are. I always wonder what people's perception of me is, you know?
I would love to meet Tim Burton in real life. Like, I bet he's a pretty like kooky guy. He just seems like really eclectic. I think we'd probably get along. But I don't know how it's like to work with him, you know? So it's one thing to like work with somebody, and it's another thing to like talk with them for like an hour, you know? Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing with Jack White. What do you think his people's perceptions of him are? I mean, I guess for some reason now I feel like people's perceptions of him is now that he is like a Tim Burton, like he's a Willy Wonka, but also at the same time, also because I feel like there's a lot of like news that's coming out about Jack White that he's trying to like. Because I remember when they were talking about, you know, that news broke of, like, his divorce and stuff like that. And then another, like, news outlet was, like, saying, like, oh, the restraining order. Yeah, like, with his, like, ex-wife.
Which one?
Saying, like, his ex-wife, like, filed, like, a restraining order against Jack White for giving, like, saying, like, mean emails or, like, being, like, abusive. And then Jack White had to countersue saying that none of these things are true. You know what I mean? But like, if you can break it down, like the reason why he had to countersue is so he doesn't appear to be something that he's not towards like the way his perception of this, how his kids are to him, because they're like with these emails No, but like it was one of those things where it's like once a piece of news comes out, people already would have a perception of you, and he understand that perception size. So he's like, well, I have to do something about it so I don't perceive to be like the way I am, because people are going to assume that. And then when I read the rest of the article, then you read the news of how like it really wasn't even like his ex-wife that like wanted to sue Jack White. It was like the lawyers saying like, oh, we can get some more money out of this because they're already divorced.
That's bullshit. Because she still has the power to say like if she wants to sue or not.
Well, she was being manipulated. Like they're both saying like that was like, she said that was like a mistake, and you know, then, but it got into that sort of like legal battle. You know what I mean? Of like, oh, we got to sue because of this. Well, we're not really together. We got to sue because of this. And they're like, they're saying like, that, you know, that they're like, that was like stupid on both ends, you know, like it's like, why did she have to sue, and she didn't really mean to do that stuff. But then like after that, the damage is like almost in a way too late, because that type of perception is already out there of like, oh, he's probably just now he's like a really weird dude, you know, he's a really strange guy.
I have no idea. I mean, who knows what goes on behind closed doors.
But at the same time, it doesn't even matter.
But everyone always thought he was kind of had a little quirkiness to him or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, so what? It didn't really... This is my first time hearing about this story, but it doesn't really change my thoughts about him.
But it's also like the same thing of like, you know, when people like... When I have people like assume like, oh, Joe Carbeo doesn't celebrate like Valentine's Day. They always assumed a certain thing. And I feel like a lot of like specifically this week, I've had a big problem this week of not controlling like the people's perception, but like feeling people's perception on me is like really annoying. You know, like there's like a certain assumption of I'm always wondering what people are assuming of me. But I'm, like for this week, I feel like. You know, it's not the best, but I feel like people are. I always feel like people assume like I'm like an idiot or something like that. I feel like they don't.
What did you do that was idiotic?
Nothing. I did nothing. But like, I feel like because, you know, I feel like because I'm not like I don't know how to describe because I'm not, and it's not true because I'm very serious. I feel like I'm a very serious person, but because I'm not like outgoingly Mr. Serious or like always complaining or bringing up bad stuff that people just assume like, oh yeah, he doesn't care about this. Oh, he's just a playful dude that can't do anything. But then people just assume I feel like a lot of people just assume I'm dumb because of that. And they'll treat me in a way. I don't know how to describe. It's almost describing like I'm always eternally young. You know what I mean? So like, if you think like, oh, that guy's like, oh, he's just going to act young, that they're going to like, they can just like talk down or belittle in a way. You know what I mean? Just because I'm fun or, you know what I mean? I feel personally that I don't want to be the downer in the room. So I'd say, you know, you say fun things, you say stuff like that just to keep it up. But I feel like maybe there's a point where people became so accustomed to that they can't take it. They can't take my, you know, my optimisticness, like, positive in a way. But and then when I actually do be serious, then it's like now I'm ultra pissed off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like in my head, but the in my head, it's funny because in my head I'm always pissed off. You know what I mean? It's like it's weird because like I always had this perception of myself that I'm really super always pissed off and mad, you know? And like that's
not how other people see it.
And I feel like it's weird how because people don't see that because I try real hard to not put out that energy that I'm always mad.
But then when they actually see you like be a little bit mad, then they're like, oh my God, now Joe's serious.
Now it's mad and like, oh man, he blew up or something like that. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, dude, I'm like, it's like I always have a bit of bite to anything I say, but then I twist it to something funny. You know, like it's just like how Kanye was like, oh, if you can say anything, just put a happy face at the end of it. You can write anything, just put a happy face at the end of it.
Was he the one that said that?
Yeah,
because I've said that myself.
Well, I got that I got that legitimately from a Kanye quote.
What?
You know?
That's a Kanye quote.
Yeah, well, it's not a quote. It's like a tweet. It's like a tweet. He's like, ha ha ha, I put happy face because you don't care. Like, you remember that time when he had his blog, like, and he used to write really long, always capital blogs and stuff, like capital letter blogs, and he put like happy faces on it. He's like, oh, don't worry, I'm just kidding. And, you know, happy face at the end. He would say something like that.
Honestly, I think that people that write in all caps have problems.
I just
it's been scientifically documented that if people write always in caps, that like they have like some type of issues.
Yeah, but see, I'm
like
having.
I've read about it.
I feel like this week in particular, I feel like it's starting to get it. It really started to become really taxing to me, of like how I think. And I know I usually say I don't care how people like, you know, what people think of me and stuff like that, but I do care how people treat me, and I feel like there's a certain point where not being taken, like people just not listening. You know, it's like you're not going to take serious the comments of a guy that's always joking around, but of course the guy that's always perceived as like an asshole or mean, you're going to listen to him because of being mean. And I felt like this week is like I was like, why the fuck is no one listening to me? And then everything turns out to be close to correct of what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Like in my past, I've came across maybe like two or three people who I would rank like on the lower end scale of like good people. You know what I mean? Like I would rank them more on the side of like a bad person. Not bad in like they commit crimes or they're like just like, I don't know, criminals or something like that. Not necessarily that level, but just like the way they treat other people they don't treat them in a good way, and they're more are about putting themselves in the face of everything.
Yeah.
And they're more about themselves than others. Well, it's interesting because, like, people, it's like amazing how, like, they're able to get away with that. Because then, like, people would talk about that, and, you know, we'd be talking about these people, and like, everyone knows that that's them. But that would be always the excuse. They're like, oh, well, that's so-and-so. That's who they are.
Yeah.
You know, like, let me just make up a name. Like, oh, that's how Steve is.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
That's Steve.
He's always like that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, like, that can only go so far, though, because it's, like, it's really frustrating to work with Steve or, like, be around Steve because, like, they are so obnoxious and such an asshole. And, like, that's basically, like, their whole attitude is, like, oh, Steve's an asshole. He can, like, but then he can get away with it. But then if you are, like, let's just say a nicer person, like, Susie is really nice person, you know? And then, like, the one day that Susie, you know, like, wants to blow off some steam, then everyone's like, wow, look at Susie, she's horrible, you know? But I'm like, meanwhile, her track record has been, like, 98%, like, nice person.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, one day she says one comment because she's just, like, can't take, you know, she just blows her lid off one day.
And everyone's like, oh, my God, what's wrong with her?
What's wrong with Susie, man?
Jeez, what a bitch, dude. What's going on with that?
Yeah, but then I just find it interesting that Steve, meanwhile, acts like that all the damn time. But then, like, that people are like, that's who he is. That's, you know, and then they get, like, the free pass. And then everyone, it's kind of like, I won't say that Steve is necessarily a lovable asshole, because he's not lovable, but, like, that type of person, like, is kind of, like, the asshole that can get away with it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's really frustrating, though.
It's really retarded that's how our society, in a way, works. You know what I mean? It's, like, and it's also, like, the negative people... Negativity seems to be the easiest thing for people to talk about. And I feel like that's, again, is a reason why, since it's so easy to talk about... That, again, is a reason why I try not to do that. And I try really hard not to do that. I make a conscious effort to really not do that. You know why? Because that's fucking easy. Everyone who takes that easy route, it's fucking lazy. You know what I mean? And I just can't do that. Like, the same time with people making, like, the same, you know, stupid-ass comments. And, like, you know, or, you know, this, like, just doing, like, the same lame things. It's so easy. Just like how we were talking about earlier in the show, it, about, like, me even doing, like, the Carolyn Jones. It's like, yeah, that's, like, it's so easy for me to just completely repeat doing that, but, and I could go the easy route and keep on doing the same exact echo, but I'd make an effort to be slightly different each time, you know, because it's more interesting, and who wants, maybe it's my character to not do the fucking go the easy route, you know, and I think doing the easy route leads to staleness.
I just don't like it that certain people get a pass for being horrible people. Just, and then, like, the whole excuse is like, oh, that's who they are.
Yeah, and then, you know, of course, the good guy always gets, like, slanted at the end,
yeah,
right?
And I've had talks with, like, people about these people, you know? And, like, they're like, oh, well, that's how Steve is. He's just really flippant, you know? Like, that's who they are, you know? And it's like, but then, meanwhile, like, being, in my opinion, a better person... Then, like, you get the short end of the stick.
Yeah,
and I'm not. It's really strange because it's like, I don't know. It's just so strange.
I feel like even on my end, like, I can't say that I'm, like, you know, the nicest person ever, but I can say.
Why not?
Well, because it wouldn't be true.
Who is the nicest person ever?
For a person like me who perceives myself to be almost like a constant asshole, it's almost like a heartbreak in a way for people to say, like, oh, he's always nice. He's a nice guy. I can't picture you
doing... Do you not like being called nice?
No. You know why?
Why?
Because always the nice ones are always getting taken advantage of. And so people saying I'm nice, I always feel like, am I getting taken advantage of? You know, because then, of course, say, like, people look at me nice and they try to take advantage of me. And then all of a sudden, if I, like, step up for myself and they're like, oh, I never saw that coming. What's his problem? You know what I mean?
But it's almost like you get... When you call other people nice, though, I think you genuinely mean it as a compliment.
I genuinely mean everything that I say. Me being really critical and almost looking at myself as an asshole, the or you know, almost like an angry person... I really have to pay attention to everything I say out loud, because I'm like, this is probably going to be perceived really bad. So I try not to, if I do over talk, it's on purpose. If I do under talk, it's on purpose. I know this makes me very self-aware and, like, you know, very self-involved, but, like, there was a time I felt like where I was just reckless and saying stuff and just people would get pissed off all the time. And I was like, well, this isn't going to benefit me. You know, I just grew up and benefited that. Now I really, you know, if I'm going to say something, you know, I actually pay attention to it. And, you know, maybe it's not working if my perception is like people are always too nice. Maybe it's working too well. You know what I mean?
So you don't like being called nice?
I don't like being getting that perception of he's nice.
But I've seen you, like,
I never even say that.
Remember? I've seen you talk to people and be like, oh my God, like, this person's the nicest person on earth.
Yeah. Well, from me, I feel like if I'm going to say something, I really wanted my words. Maybe this is the problem, if no one's taking my words serious. Maybe that's the problem I have. If no one's taking anything I say serious, that probably really gets to me. That's probably it.
What I'm saying is, like, you can give somebody else that compliment to be like, so-and-so is really nice, you should meet this person or something. And then, like, but when somebody says about you, like, oh, Joe's a nice guy, check this guy out.
But
like, and you're, like, offended by that.
Well, you know why? Because, like, I'm not, I wouldn't say that I'm offended by being nice. I'm offended by the stuff that comes with my idea of what nice is. Because every single time, like, everyone's first impressions, like I said, I was like, well, you know, I was like, oh, that
everybody's
person.
Everybody's nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, well, everyone's nice until you get to know them. You know, that's always the key.
And
everyone's
also,
nice.
Usually on nice your first impression, it's like, you better damn well be nice.
Exactly. So you're like, short-trapped.
If you're not nice on somebody's first impression, then you basically are an asshole.
I would like to just be known as just, like, you know, honest, and he doesn't lie and do anything like that. But even though people don't even take that serious. So I'm just like, people take that as a joke when I say that. And it's fucking, you know, fuck you, man. I actually make an effort to not do any of that stuff.
And what's up with you keep calling yourself an asshole today, but, like, I don't think of you as an asshole.
Well, I almost think of people a lot of times in a way. I feel like anyone who's saying the truth, people always have a tendency. See, it's weird. Maybe since I do so much satire, you know, that's my key way of getting away with saying stuff that's true, is and not lying.
No, that's fine. But maybe it's just the word asshole I don't associate with you.
What word would that? I don't know what people. That's I don't even know what people perceive me to be, and maybe that's my problem.
I will say I think that your honesty thing is true, because, like you say, you never lie. You don't want to lie. You tell yourself you cannot lie.
And I think maybe
so that I think that you are true with that.
I feel like, but when it comes in that zone where I have to stick up for myself, I have to be in asshole mode to say the pure honest truth. Like, I feel like that's how it is. It's like,
but I don't think that, like, I wouldn't use that word to describe it. Like, what is the definition of an asshole? Like, I wouldn't say an asshole is an honest person. If anything, most of the assholes I've known in my life are the most dishonest persons. So it's, like, complete opposite.
Maybe that word asshole is stuck in my head a whole lot because I got called an asshole while I was trying to, I didn't cut off someone getting their gas. Remember that one time? In that you weren't there, but in that gas station where, like, this dude like literally, like, got out of his car and was, like, yelling at me because, like, apparently I cut him off to get his spot in the gas station.
We should let the listeners know that there's this one gas station in Northern Virginia that we nicknamed the Shark Tank, because literally cars will be driving around, hovering around it, trying to be the next person to get gas. And, like, at any given time, there's probably, like, at least 15 cars trying to get gas here.
This is the best gas prices, you know?
Yeah, it had remember when the gas prices were being funky a couple years ago? It was the lowest in our relative area.
Yeah.
So, it's just, like, that place always made me really panicky, though, too, because people were rude, and it was almost like apocalypse gas, like, to get the last gas ever.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it felt like, and it's, like, people fighting over gas on, like, a regular day, too. It wasn't like they were going out of gas or anything. So, yeah, so some guy called you an asshole there?
No, yeah, definitely not just called me, but yelled it out as he went. I mean, the situation was like this. Okay, so you have one side of the gas, you know, there's two pumps on one side, right? And it's so busy that you have people on the side you have it lined up on the side, right? So I'm lined up directly behind one side, right? And then for some reason, you know, of course there's like two across from me, there's another line with the cars that are facing our side cars going the opposite way, right? So literally what happened, it's been such a while that I'm trying to recollect with, I don't know if I'm gonna screw it up or not. But literally what happened was, one guy on the other side, on the other end, was like when the one car in front of me, it's such a start tank, man, it's so tight. The one car in front of me like left, and like I was about to go in the spot. I was like already fully into the spot, right? And then another car in front like was backing into me, right? Was backing into the front at that same time. And then of course I got the majority spot, because like at the end of the day, it's like, how the fuck am that other person's facing the other direction? And it's like, how you can't just fucking, you're facing the other way. It looks like you're going back, you're going out, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they start to try to back into it. It's not like they're in my line.
Yeah.
So I go, and then so there's that, so basically there's that moment. I don't even think it was like that. I think it was still face to face. How that person was in line on the other side, and I was going in, and they tried to go straight into me while I was already like majority into that spot. And so there's that moment where you're both looking at each other, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's sort of like, well, who's going to get the gas? And I was like, well, I'm not moving, because I was fucking already falling in line for a long time in my spot. And you think because you're in line on the other side trying to get into my spot, I was like, you know what I mean? It makes absolutely no sense. I think they were trying to back in. It's one of those things. But there was like a standstill. And then they're honking their horn at me.
So you're having like a Western showdown.
Yeah, it was literally like that. And they're looking at me, and they're honking their horn at me. And I'm just like, and I'm looking at them from my car. I'm like, I'm not moving. I was in my spot.
Were they angry Asian people?
No, it was an angry, older, freaking tanned out, big, fat, white dude.
Nice.
You know? And then he was looking at me. He was like, well, I got this first. I was like, no, I'm already here. I was already in line for this thing. I'm looking. I'm not even leaving my car. So then it's just like we both don't get out of our cars, right? And we're just looking at each other, looking all mean. And then I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm going out, getting the pump. And even though my car is really far, like far away, I just stretch it all the way to it. And he gets out. He's like, well, I have the best. He was like, it was my spot. I'm supposed to get the gas. And I was like, you're facing the fucking other way. I didn't know. He's like, I have to back out. I have to back in to get the gas. And I was like, how the fuck am I supposed to? I didn't say fuck, but I was like, how am I supposed to know, dude? I'm already here. I was already right behind. I was lined up right behind the guy, you know, that was already there. They already knew that was my spot. I was like, just because you can go across and you're trying to back in, that doesn't, you know, just because you're backing in, it doesn't mean that. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that I'm already in it. And he's
that
trying to force his way.
Hold on,
but he's like, I'm already in, dude. You know, and he tried to, but it was to the point where like I couldn't fully get in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he had like 1/3, and I had 2/3 of the spot in it, and he had the gall to come out and like yell at me. I guess, I mean, I already started pumping gas. So I was like, fuck it, I'm not gonna waste my time. I'm gonna start pumping gas. He comes out and starts yelling at me. He's saying like, I was first. I'm supposed to back into it. Like I gotta back into it. And I was like, I don't. How am I supposed to know, man? You're not telling me any of this shit, you know? And then he goes like, asshole! You're an asshole! You're an asshole! And like the whole time, and then he's like, you're an asshole! And kicks the trash can over. And I was like, dude, don't kick that over. It's not your freaking property. And I was just, and it's just like one of those moments. I was like, and then he went and zoomed out. And I was like,
and he just left?
I don't know where he went. But at that point, I'm just like, dude, everyone's already, just like, it's filled with people. Everyone's already yelling. Everyone's already like getting their gas outside. And then this dude comes out and yells at me being an asshole. So maybe that stuck in my head. I was like, I was doing what I felt was right. I was there at my spot. And I don't want to be one of those supposed nice guys that are just going to, oh yeah, go ahead, older dude. Go ahead and just take my spot. You're a lot older. And look, you're backing in. Apparently, fine, you're right. So I'll let you. No, man. Nice people, in a way, don't stand up for themselves.
That's,
you know,
true.
They don't. And then like the moment they do, then of course they're taken in as asshole. Then I'm not going to lie. I want to stand up for myself, because a lot of people in this world don't have people standing up for them. And if I got to be the nice guy that has to turn to be an asshole to stand up for people, for nice people that can't, I'll be that fucking asshole for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like a lot of people, that's really what happens. There's a lot of nice people that get trampled over because they you know, are too scared, or they don't,
or they
don't
want to please other people.
Yeah, and fuck that, man. I'm happy pleasing other people, but there comes a time where you do have to be an asshole to stand up for yourself because someone is being an asshole to you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and it's like that asshole. You got to battle that assholeness back, but also you got to have the logic and the honesty of a nice person, and that's what changes in the words that you're saying. Like a certain type of person isn't going to say the truth. They'll slant it to make themselves win. They're going to forget things or not be true.
I notice a lot of people tell people what the other person wants to hear, and that's why projects and stuff never happen, because they're just like, oh, what do you think of my shirt? And it's like they're just going to tell the other person, oh, it looks great. You know, yeah. Like, it's that type of reaction, because no one is going to straight up be untruthful.
It's the same thing as people not telling you have shit in your teeth, you know?
Yeah, what's up with that? Like, that's something that bothers me. Like, I wrote this down in my notebook a while ago, but, like, there's this one girl that was, like, temping at my last job, and she's, you know, she's fine, whatever. But then, like, you know, I felt like I had something in my teeth. And meanwhile, I've already been talking to her for probably, like, 10 minutes on, like, this project. And then all of a sudden, I just, like, straight up asked her. Because I was like, man, I feel like I have something in my teeth. Like, I was like, do I have something in my teeth? And she was just like, yeah, yeah. Like, or I don't even think she was like, yeah.
You've had that in your teeth for 10,
like, yeah,
past 20
yeah.
minutes.
Like, she was pretty much like, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you're like, that's not, you're, and it's like, oh yeah, that was, wasn't that supposed to be there?
Like, and then, it's like, and you know then, what I mean? Like, I went to the bathroom because, like, I felt like it was, like, really deep in, you know? And then, like, I looked in the mirror and I was seriously, like, said to myself, I was like, that bitch. Because, like, I know it's harsh to, like, call her that, but, like,
but in a way,
like,
it
in my
is.
Head, I was like, really? I'm going to straight up talk to you, like, in your face for 10 minutes and you didn't say anything?
It's like, oh, yeah, isn't that supposed to be your teeth? You know?
Like,
isn't that your style? That's what it's saying, pretty saying. It's like, oh, I thought, you know, isn't that your style to have shit
but,
in your teeth and look,
you know,
look, like, not look presentable?
But then it's almost like they don't want to say because they don't want to point out. Like, negative, but if anything...
Yeah, but that's
friends,
a fucking... Again, that's an easy way.
Well, maybe I shouldn't even use friends, but,
no,
like...
Somebody.
People that really care enough will say something, you know? And I will say, one time I actually feel bad about this still. I don't know why, but I still do. Like, it was at a Christmas party, and it was, like, all nice at, like, George Washington's house or something. Like, it was all fancy dinner. And the wife of one of my co-workers was there, and she had, like, spinach in her teeth, like, the whole time. Like, I really wanted to point it out, but for some reason in my head, I'm like, this is an elegant Christmas party. I'm not gonna say anything. Well, so we just, like, let her do that the whole time. But then in my head also, I'm like, well, her husband was right next to her. Maybe he didn't notice, but, like, he could have said something.
I mean,
you know?
He should have said something, like, because it's not always our responsibility.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I can understand, because I remember seeing that same thing, but I was a good distance away. And there's, you don't want to go and, like, announce to everyone, hey, she has something in her teeth.
Yeah, and it was also, like, a group setting. It's kind of hard when you're, like, four people away to be like, hey, spinach.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel bad about that, because we let her do that for, like, the whole night. She just had, like, we were far away, and we still saw the spinach or whatever was in there. Oh, well, I guess, I mean, it's a good lesson, because now, like, whenever somebody does have something in their teeth, I always tell them. Even if I don't know the person very well, like, I will tell them.
I feel like just because of that one situation, maybe that's why I'm always hung up with being, in my head, I'm like, that's, you are an asshole, Joe, you told the truth.
Oh, the gas situation.
Yeah. That's because that was, like, several years.
But, like, I think you're I'm not saying you're wrong, but I feel like you're hanging on to that a lot, and that was just one instance of a horrible person that wanted his gas.
But
you know?
I just know a lot of times when you have to tell someone the truth, like, I mean, that even happened this week when, like, I have to break the news that we didn't get the shot, that we needed, and, you know, there's always that decision that must be made of, like, you know, everyone's all, like, you know, on a film set, everyone's all excited when you get the shot and stuff like that. And to be the one person that says, like, no, dude, no, calm down. We didn't get it. You missed the mark. We got to get it. You know, that's like delivering horrible bad news. And now you're going to be looked at as the downer. You know what I mean? And I feel like I'm the one who's camera operating, you know, or I'm a DP and I'm breaking the news that we didn't get the shot after everyone assumes that we did. Now, they're like, you know, and then they yell at you, what happened? Why did we get it? I was like, well, because you missed the call on it. He's like, well, now it's my fault. It's like, it sort of is. You're the one who's, you know, you're the one in charge of that shot, dude. And I'm like, you know, then of course I'll get attacked because they need someone to blame. And it's sort of like, well, in my head, I'm like, well, you can yell at me all you want, but we still gotta, let's redo it. Don't fucking waste my time yelling at me. Don't fucking waste my time when I know we can just reshoot this right now and you wasted, like, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. It's like, I don't care if you yell at me, but let's fucking get the shot and don't make it personal because I had to break the news that you didn't get the mark at the proper part. But like, for me, I have to make that decision. It's the same thing with that teeth thing. It's like, you don't want to have to make her feel bad that there's something in their teeth, but you got to say it or else she's not going to feel good. I got to be like, I got to break everyone. I got to be the buzzkill and be like, no, we didn't get it. And everyone feels horrible.
With the teeth thing, I think especially if you're one-on-one with the person and you don't tell them, that's pretty rude.
Yeah.
Because also, like, what if they, like, go to the bathroom, like, right after they talk to you and, like, you know, look in the mirror and then they see it and they're like, what the hell? This person never said anything about it? It's pretty lame, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a hard thing. Especially, I feel like when you're younger, you still don't have confidence in yourself to, like, say something.
Yeah.
Maybe, but when you're older, you just don't give a shit.
I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, it's easy. Like, the easier route is, of course, the easier route. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I can tell her, but, you know, that's a lot of effort for me to say, and then a lot of stuff that could happen or
she
could not happen.
Me.
Yeah, so, but, like, it's like, who's in the right? The person that's telling the truth or the person that's going to let it go? You know what I mean? I feel like I've had less regret if I'm always more, if I'm honest and straight up. It's always felt better because I'm like, well, at least I don't have to keep thinking about this.
Yeah, it feels clean. It feels like you're not holding anything in.
But at the same time, then I have to bear the cross of the people who can't, you know, I guess, handle it or just, you know what I mean? Or they're just one-sided in a perspective. It's like, well, he told the truth, but I'm really pissed off because at this point. And it's like, well, sometimes there's moments where I have to say that at a certain point or else things get fucked up, you know?
I think there's like a... And this might be even harder, but there's probably, like, a way to tell the truth, spin it in a way that won't make the other person feel horrible.
There is, and that's why I feel like in my end, I've had to, like, bear so much satire or so much sarcasticness, because a lot of people can't take their truth straight up, can't take their truth, like, without any either alcohol or sugar.
Well, that's,
you have to be like, oh, yeah, you know, that looks really gay. You know, or something like that.
Like, that's why you're right about, or Kanye West, I guess, is right about his tweet about, like, you have a smiley face after anything and automatically makes it better.
Yeah.
Like, so you can tell somebody off and then put a smiley face after it.
But then...
And everything's good.
And then now for me, I feel like I've done it so many times that now, like, people can't even, like, take me serious for what I'm... Like, lots of people won't take it serious what I'm saying because now everything is not serious. You know what I mean? And it's really annoying now.
It's like the burden of the nice people is pretty hard. Like, part of me, like, I know in the past year I've said a couple times, like, I wish I was more of an asshole.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess there are certain times where everyone has the capability of being an asshole.
Yeah.
Even Mother Teresa probably can. You know, the nicest people.
And they should.
But, like, so basically everyone has capability of hurting someone.
And they should have the capability of.
And there's no way to, like, avoid that. I don't think there's any person that's ever walked this earth, even if they are saint, they probably hurt someone. And intentionally or unintentionally, there's several times where, like, I've probably unintentionally hurt somebody. Or they've misinterpreted what I say, you know, and stuff like that.
Well, let's be honest. Our life, the whole entire world, everything we do is one giant traffic jam. You stop something 50 cars ahead of you, it's going to register 50 cars back to someone that doesn't feel like being in traffic, or 20 cars back who doesn't feel like that. So there's always this push and pull. But no matter what, you still got to keep pushing forward in the traffic of life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can be pissed off and sitting there and like, you know, rear-ending the person behind you. But we're all fucking still in the same line of life. We still have to move forward. So it's like, well, I could be really mad at the person in front of me right now, but we're still sort of moving in the same direction. But when people start moving backwards, and that's when a problem happens, and more traffic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then that's when more traffic gets backed up. So it's like, you have to make a choice. You want to keep on moving forward in life or moving backwards? You move back, you're going to fuck people up. Either way, if you move forward slowly, you're still going to cause traffic. So you're always going to be stuck in this sort of traffic. It depends how you want to handle it.
And if you move forward even way too fast, you're going to crash.
Yeah, or you're going to get close to the person behind you who may be already ahead of you in the traffic jam. You know what I mean? So it's like you can slow down and have that bigger space to go in your own time and then cruise control, but you're still going to slow people down. So it's no matter what, you're stuck. So if you're stuck in this traffic, if you're stuck in this world, your life, if you're stuck in this thing we call life that is a giant traffic jam, you got to make a choice. You can either be happy rocking out to the tunes that you like in your own car with people that you possibly like, or you can be alone and sitting angry and busting at the person in front of you. That's probably enjoying life. But you're all still moving forward, hopefully. You know, so I don't know. You still got to make those choices. And for me, you know, I'd like to be able to tell everyone the truth. And, you know, I'd like to be, you know, I just want to be honest and I want to be looked at like I like the idea what you're talking about, how like, well, you know, that dude's an asshole. He's always, you know, that's just how he is. I actually like that idea better as long as it's in my own rules. But when people start not take my words serious or not, you know, I understand when people don't listen a lot, that's fine. But like when it becomes like a thing where it's like, no, don't listen to him. He's being silly. That fucking gets annoying. And I wish that would stop.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've warranted enough of my life to think of everything logically and with, you know, realism that, you know what, and I'll admit if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, you know, and a lot of people can't even do that. A lot of people can't admit that you're wrong. You know, if you can admit you're wrong, you can do fucking whatever you want. And that's all I'd say.
Yes. Let the steam out at the Carolyn and Joe show.
So that's our show for this week, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed that. The truth about us and our feelings. This show is brought to you by Straight Productions. You can check them out at straightproductions.com. You can check out me. I'm a filmmaker. My name is Joe Carabello. I direct films. You can even hire me to direct your films. Check out my stuff at joecarabello.com, one-shots.com, goastray.tumblr.com. Just Google me to google.com. And also across from me is one of the greatest and most elegant and beautiful cartoonists ever. Her name is Karen Bolevsky. Go check out her work at curls-studio.com. She has a comic strip that comes out every Monday. Curls, the best comic strip ever. Curls makes you smile and makes me smile just thinking about it. curls-studio.com/curls. Hopefully everyone, you know, hopefully learned something. I don't know. Another great Friday edition of the Carolyn
Joe
Show.
I guess the other thing to learn is to, even if you're a nice person, you have to stand up for yourself.
Yeah, you need to stand up for yourself. And of course,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, yeah.
But just be nice, but tell people that not to step on you in your own special way. As long as you're not trying to hurt anybody, you're good.
Really, at the end of the day, the only thing that people should be is excellent to each other. That's it. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
See you guys later. Be excellent to each other.